Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 91, Scene 1, The Reason for the Annihilation of the Yadu Dynasty. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, accompanied by Balaram and surrounded by the Yadu Dynasty, executed the killing of many demons, and then further, to remove the burden of the earth, the Lord arranged for the great battle of Kurukshetra, which suddenly erupted in violence between the Kurus and the Pandavas. Because the sons of Pandu were enraged by the numerous offenses of their enemies, such as duplicitous gambling, verbal insults, the seizing of Draupadi's hair, and many other cruel transgressions, the Supreme Lord engaged those very Pandavas as the immediate cause to execute His will. On the pretext of the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna arranged for all the kings who were burdening the earth to assemble with their armies on opposite sides of the battlefield. And when Krishna killed them through the agency of war, the earth was relieved of its burden. The Supreme Personality of Godhead used the Yadu dynasty, which was protected by His own arms, to eliminate the kings who with their armies had been the burden of this earth. Then the unfathomable Krishna thought to Himself, although some may say that the earth's burden is now gone, in my opinion it is not yet gone, because there still remains the Yadava dynasty itself, whose strength is unbearable for this earth. No outside force could ever bring about the defeat of this family, the Yadu dynasty, whose members have always been fully surrendered to me and who are unrestricted in their opulence. But if I were to inspire a quarrel within the dynasty, that quarrel will act just like a fire created from the friction of bamboo in a grove, and then I shall achieve my real purpose and thus return to my eternal abode. My dear King Parikshit, when the Supreme Almighty Lord, whose desire always comes to pass, had thus made up his mind, Krishna withdrew his own family on the pretext of a curse spoken by an assembly of brahmanas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the reservoir of all beauty. All beautiful things emanate from Krishna, and Krishna's personal form is so attractive that it steals the eyes away from all other objects, which then seem devoid of beauty in comparison to Him. When Lord Krishna was on this earth, Krishna attracted the eyes of all people. When Krishna spoke, His words attracted the minds of all who remembered them. By seeing the footsteps of Lord Krishna, people became attracted to Him, and thus they wanted to offer their bodily activities to Krishna as His followers. In this way, Krishna very easily spread His glories, which are sung throughout the world by the most sublime and essential of Vedic verses. Lord Krishna considered that simply by hearing and chanting those glories, conditioned souls born in the future would be able to cross beyond the darkness of ignorance. And thus, being satisfied with this arrangement, Krishna left for His desired destination. King Parikshit then inquired, how could the brahmanas curse the Vrishnis, who were always respectful to the brahmanas, who were charitable and inclined to serve senior and exalted personalities, and their minds were always fully absorbed in thoughts of Lord Krishna? And what was the motive for this curse? What did it consist of, O purest of the twice born? How could such a disagreement have arisen among the Yadus, who all shared the same goal of life? Please, tell me all these things. Shukadeva Goswami then replied, Krishna, who bore his body as the amalgamation of everything beautiful, dutifully executed the most auspicious activities while on this earth, although Krishna was in fact, without any endeavor, already satisfied in all desires. Residing in his abode and enjoying life, Krishna, whose glorification is in itself magnanimous, now wanted to annihilate his own dynasty, as there still remained some small part of his duty to be carried out. The following are notes on this section. Although many demigods had taken birth in the Yadu dynasty in order to assist the Lord, some members of the Yadu dynasty were actually inimical towards Krishna. Because of their mundane vision of the Lord, they considered themselves to be on the same level as Krishna. Having taken birth in the family of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, they had inconceivable strength, and thus they misunderstood Krishna's supreme position. Having forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would constitute a great burden, and consequently, it was necessary for Krishna to remove them from the earth. There is a popular saying that familiarity breeds contempt. To destroy the contemptuous members of his own dynasty, the Lord caused a quarrel among them. For this purpose, Krishna arranged for Narada and other sages to display anger against the Karshnas, or the members of Krishna's own family. Although many Yadus who were devoted to Krishna were apparently killed in this fratricidal war, Lord Krishna actually returned them to their original positions as universal directors or demigods. Although ordinary people might think that the Lord had now removed the burden of the earth by killing all the demons, re-establishing Dharma and so on, Lord Sri Krishna himself could detect that there was further danger from the irreligious activities of his own family members who were acting improperly. A just king will refuse to punish his own enemy if his enemy is innocent, but that same king will punish his own son if that son actually deserves punishment. Thus, although in the eyes of the world, the members of Krishna's own dynasty are always worshipable, Lord Krishna detected that by their intimate association with him, some members of the Yadu dynasty had become indifferent to Krishna's will. Since such whimsical members of the Yadu dynasty could act freely, being relatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would surely cause great misfortune for the world, and foolish persons would take such whimsical behavior to be the will of Krishna. Thus the Lord, whose desires are inconceivable, began to consider the need to annihilate the indifferent, contemptuous members of his own Yadu family. And from the viewpoint of ordinary persons, all the demons had been killed by the Supreme Lord's pastimes in Dwaraka and Mathura, as well as by the battle of Kurukshetra, and the earth was now free of its burden. Nevertheless, to free the earth from the remaining burden of Krishna's own puffed-up family members, Lord Sri Krishna transferred them away from the earth by causing a fratricidal quarrel among them. In this way, Krishna prepared for his own disappearance from the earth. It should be noted that it is impossible for anyone, even the Lord's own family members, to understand Krishna's will completely. As it is, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead should never be taken to be ordinary material activities, nor are Krishna's associates ordinary persons. Although Lord Krishna apparently incarnates within this world for some time and then goes away, it should be understood that the Supreme Lord Himself is eternally situated with His entourage in various abodes in the spiritual sky, such as Sri Gokula, Mathura, and Dwaraka. The members of the Yadu dynasty are eternal associates of the Lord, and therefore they cannot bear to be separated from Him. Since Krishna was preparing to give up His earthly pastimes, if Krishna were to leave the Yadu dynasty on the earth, they would surely become so disturbed by His absence that in their highly agitated state of mind, they would trample and destroy the earth. Therefore, Krishna arranged the disappearance of His Yadu dynasty prior to His own disappearance. The Yadu dynasty was the Lord's own family. No one within the universe was capable of killing them, not even the demigods. The members of the Yadu dynasty had fully taken shelter of Krishna, and therefore they were always under the personal protection of Krishna Himself. Hearing of the adventures of the Yadu family, one might think that the heroes of the Yadu dynasty are as worshipable as Krishna, or that they are independent controllers. Therefore, to establish that even the most powerful living entity can never equal or surpass the Supreme Lord, Krishna arranged for the destruction of the Yadu dynasty.